dig it, you dig it, the dig it, you dig it. Dig it, you dig it.
Celebrating man's pedestrian achievements. But you need David to convince them you should fight him in front of the world. The tallest building in this city is opening today. All the cameras in the world will record you. You can convince the Horde and the world at the same time. We exist.
Why are you in this chair, child?
My bones break easily. I was born this way.
94 breaks in my life. I've known only pain. Only joys. You have suffered and are now pure. I assume you were sent here to be an avenging angel. How much do you want to avenge us? Well, that sounds like the bad guys teaming up.
How you doing, David? I always thought of us as friends.
Elijah?
You shouldn't be hiding in the shadows, David. You're able to hide because people who steal cars and mug people in alleys don't need your full potential. You're only using 1% of your abilities with these petty criminals.
Maybe there's nothing to hide, Elijah.
I found someone who will require your full potential to come out. A superhuman serial killer.
Don't do this.
How can we be the only ones?
Maybe we believe something that isn't even true.
We are going to the tallest building in the city. The hoard is going to be revealed there. There are three floors that house a chemical company in that building. I am going to blow up that building using their chemicals, David.
You might want to try and stop us. Today is your coming out party. At least you know what to wear.
I've turned off the water hoses in your room, David. There's only the door left.
Elijah.
It's metal. But you can't get through it because people's bones break against metal. And you're nothing special. A lot of people are going to die, Overseer. If you don't get through that door.
I'm here. Daryl?
This is where they would paint you with big eyes and bubbles of confusion above your head.
You hurt him?
What are you doing?
You should kneel before him. He is the broken...
Step away from me. Get back in your room. Both of you.
Not
one of the Horde may need to walk us out of here, if that's okay. Partner.
Thank you. is here. This show is spontaneous. Innuendos on every Friday from 10 a.m. Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Radio Valencia.fm. Shouts out to all Radio Valencia. We're back. Bringing you music from all over the universe. Music you just heard. You heard a version of Pavane written by Gabriel Furia. Foodie? I liked it. I liked it a lot. It sounded so good. I don't know. It just sounds so sweet, guys. It's Pavane, Fari, Gabriel Fari, Max Moore, and then Sinfonia. That's just somebody on a camcorder, but the microphone is legit. Sometimes, because there's not much bass, I think it's because there's not much bass. Like in that particular track, the microphone can pick it up really good, and it has a nice, like a nice sound to it. I love it. So, there you go. Before that, the movie Glass, Jackson Willis Shyamalan. Great movie. If you're a fan of Unbreakable, this is Split. This falls right in. Glass. Dig it. The music in that set. We also had some Ghost of Venom, Mike Doty with Stalagmite. We also had music from Sten's song Adored the Saint Clement. We had also Makara and Gentle Kubota with the song Faya Fan Ru. We also had Takashiro Kaneko with You Foolish Woman, and My Lord Vampire, the Sweetie Out of Sync. What a long name. And we started off the whole set with Aesop Rock, Costco. Where's there a Costco with an outdoor food court? But if the food court's inside, then all you have to say is that you're applying for a job or you're about to throw up. There you go. RadioValencia.fm. Remember, coming up at noon, stay tuned for Drop the Charges with DJ Mark, spinning vinyl, soul music, nothing but the good stuff. He'll be in at noon. Till then, I'm here. But Young Faco is here, sober. Yeah, you heard me. Almost 2 weeks. Clean. On the scene. And my dreams are coming back. They're slowly coming back, but they're coming back, guys. Man, I don't know if this happens to you, guys, but you talk in your dream and then you talk in real life. And I had it confirmed because my girlfriend elbowed me in the temple. She's all, what do you mean $50 to touch it, $100 to feel it? What do you mean by that? You know, but you know, that's how dreams are. You know, but this dream, man, sometimes I could hear myself talk. And I, you know, and it's weird because I felt the dream. In fact, it was like a dream that I was on the radio. Except I wasn't in the studio. It was like I was phoning it in, and they patched me through the phone, and I was announcing through a phone over the airwaves, right? So I remember, dude, I'm like talking like I'm over the radio. And I think the line that I said was, out of the way. That was the line I said, out of the way. And I swear to you guys, I said that in my dream, and then I said that in real life because it was confirmed by my girlfriend. But then guess what? I heard it too. I heard it. I don't know if that makes sense. I heard it too. So I'm sleeping in a dream, and then I speak, and I could hear it, that I'm saying it in real life. Does that make sense to you guys? You know? Now, you know, and then that's another thing. Am I in a deep sleep? Am I really in a deep sleep? If I could actually hear me myself talking in real life? You know, does this make sense to you guys? You know? But like, that's what I wonder. Am I even really sleeping, man? But I was dreaming. I knew I was dreaming because I was like in a car on the phone talking over the radio, and they patched me through in my dream. So I'm announcing. And I remember the line still. The line was, out of the way. And I yelled that in real life as I was sleeping. You know? But I felt it. It's like there's times where I'm snoring and I can actually hear myself snore. You know? But am I in a deep sleep? Maybe I'm not in a deep sleep, man. You know? But that's what happened to me, man. The dreams are slowly coming back. You know, that's the best thing about sobriety. One of the best things, I should say, is that my dreams start coming back, and they're vivid, and they're getting vivid now, man. And almost 2 weeks. Monday will be 2 weeks. You know? And it's a trip, guys. You know? But that's how I am. In my dreams, sometimes there's been times I kick in my dream, and then I kick the wall in real life. One time, my dog was sleeping next to me, and I need the dog. I need him, because I was having a dream, and then the dog, you know, goes, you know? And I felt so bad. I was like, dude, sorry, man. I'm sorry, man. Don't get mad at me. I was dreaming, but it wasn't about you. And I had to apologize. I don't know if you guys ever apologize to a dog. They don't take it. They don't accept it. But, you know, I'm telling you, my dreams are coming back. They're becoming more vivid. When I'm not sober, I'm not really dreaming much. Maybe little flashes, but they're not big. They're not movies. Like, my dreams are like movies, man. You know? and it's slowly coming back. And I could hear myself talk in my dream and in real life. And is that some kind of form of lucid dreaming? That has to be connected, right? If, you know, in lucid dreams, you control your dreams, right? So when I'm dreaming and I say a line in my dream, and then I hear it in real life, is that some form of lucid dreaming? Some kind of form? It's got to be connected. You would think it's got to be connected. You know? But then one might say, hey man, you're not in a deep sleep. Well, if I'm not in a deep sleep, why am I dreaming? Am I in another world? Maybe a mid-world? This is something to think about, guys. So when I heard myself, because when I heard myself speak in real life, it's like I'm becoming known to it, right? So isn't that some kind of form? I'm like in both worlds at the same time. That's a trip. You know, you got one foot in each world. Look, like, check it out. If you want to know more about Faco, when I sleep, I have like a moan. Like, I could be like sleeping, and here's me, like, I'm sleeping. And I know it because it runs in my family, because my dad does it. Because my dad was my roommate for 30 years. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, I have this, I could be like sleeping, and then I'll just like be sleeping, and I go like this. And I moan like that, man. Like when you fall asleep, I moan like that. And I've done that in front of, like, you know, like you're hanging out with your friends and you're in the living room just chilling. And then, you know, it's late night, you fall asleep. And I wake up by my friends laughing. They're like, you're moaning, man. Why are you moaning? You're moaning, dog. I'm going to call you Mona, you know? But that's what happens, man. And I could sometimes hear myself moan. I could sometimes hear myself snore. So one foot in real life, one foot in the dream world, guys. There's got to be something to that, you know? That's a trip, though. But the dreams are coming back. Are you like that? When you guys are sober, are your dreams coming back? My friend is the opposite. His dreams don't start until he's not sober. When he's sober, no dreams. Dreams are dead. It's a trip. I just gotta be, I'm gonna try something. I gotta be mindful. So if I ever catch myself again in that state, one foot in dream world, one foot in real life, I gotta do something. What should I do though? You know? Maybe I just realize it. I gotta realize it. Hey, you're in both worlds. What's the third world? Is that a hybrid world? Maybe that's the third world. You know? It could be nuts, guys. That means we're going into the danger zone. I'm gonna grab something. Maybe that has to do with it. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. Radio Valencia. FM. I'm here and I'm ready. Ready to bring you music from all over this wonderful world. More music on the way, RadioValencia.fm. Shouts out to all. Let's get back into the music. Straight to your eardrums. Here's new music from Christian Lillinger. Song, Japan France Beat Radio. Valencia. We'll be right back.
I've seen a lot of freak shows in my day. With you, you in a category all by your lonesome.
I expect that verbal diarrhea is because of what's inside this envelope.
Damn tootin'. What kind of sick pervert hires a professional to surveil the woman he's fornicating, to take intimate photos of the most bizarre, the most dangerous acts of sexual deviance I've ever witnessed?
Wow.
Holy shit.
Yeah, holy shit. I couldn't kiss my wife this morning.
How did you get these?
I'm a private investigator, Mr. Lauder. I said I would track the lady, and that's what I did.
It's like you were right there in the room. It's incredible.
Okay, okay. All right. Okay. Now, these are private. It's private.
And you're a private investigator. You're bound to a code of confidentiality.
I know what I'm bound to. Now I know what you're bound to. But next time, just have some decency. And take selfies for shit's sakes.
I'm not even going to begin to defend myself here. That hasn't been really working out for me. But I gotta say, you are very gifted at your job.
To a fault.
What else did you find out about Miss Pennington?
I'm waiting on a background check, medical and dental records, and financial history, and I'll continue my surveillance. No thanks.
I understand.
Valencia, www.radiovalencia.fm. Do you want some? Do you need some? It's all there. Before that, American Dream. You seen the movie? You might know the movie. It's called... It has Peter Dinklage, Danny Glover, America Dreamer. American Dreamer is the name of the track. Matt Dillon, Danny Glover, all together, one scene. Peter Dinklage putting his Dinklage in the proper places. Shouts out to all. Remember, DJ Mark is setting up and is minutes away. All will be well. He will be here bringing you music. Go to RadioValencia.fm. Find out how you could be part of the station. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at RadioValencia.fm. Or if you have music, send it to bands at RadioValencia.fm. Big shouts outs to RadioValencia.fm. We're 15 years old now. We're going to get our learner's permit. We're going to drive around. But we got to get our learner's permit. Hey, I drove around in the car for 2 years without license, insurance, and driving lessons. It's possible. Shouts out to you if you shared the same experiences. But we're here. All will be well. More music is on the way. RadioValencia.fm. You know? Yeah, you have to do something. Yeah, you need insurance. You do. You do. So get your insurance. Don't drive without insurance. I do not suggest it. But I understand if you do. You got to get from A to B. Let it set you free. Shouts out to all. Enough of me. Let's get back into the music. Here is some Aloha Aina Meds. Coolio music. Shouts out to all. Radio. Valencia. This is Ika Kukamiya, Radio Valencia.
Kuhae o e ku Hawaii.
So you're gonna get smoked with that shit.
Right, but you fool.
Coming in alone, sending two.
Yeah, got it.
Richard. What do you got for me?
Before we even get into that, there's this crew ripping rides all along the beach areas. All right? Now, the back of a trim shop on Irvine, if somebody wants to pay a little visit this weekend, they might find two turbos in a 911 slope.
You're looking to rid yourself of your competition.
Hey, I'm a good citizen.
I'm Donald Duck. So you got something to tell me or what?
Check this out, cuz. How do I know if I tell you what you need to know, you're gonna do what the fuck I need to get done?
Richie,
Manhattan is straight up, man. We do business all the time.
I ain't your cuz, you rat motherfucker. And you know, cuz I say so. After I hear what the fuck you gotta tell me.
Look here, man. You understand what I'm saying? I'd get killed for telling you this shit.
Kill walking your doggy.
All right. This cat I was locked up with in Folsom. Did a couple, 2-3 years. He got out. I ran into him.
And so?
He's a big fiend for action. Now, if he'd have said nothing, I'd have thought nothing. But he goes on and on running down to me how he ain't been doing nothing and nothing's been going on and all this other bullshit. So right then and there, I know. This cat's got something going down.
Pretty fucking great. Albert, what's wrong with you? You drag me here, waste my time like this. You saw a guy on the street who's an ex-con.
That's right.
Well, I am over fucking well. What do you want for that, a junior G-man badge?
Look here, man, you gonna make the call on them Porsches or what?
Is you kidding me?
Hey, this telling you, man, this slick is no motherfucking joke, man. You know what I'm saying?
Say what? Say what?
What?
You said slick. What does that mean?
Slick. That's what he calls people. Slick.
And tell me about him.
about 6 feet tall, a lot of jailhouse tats, got a big-ass peacock right here.
What's his name?
Chirito. Michael Chirito.
33 busts since 1976. 11 for armed robbery, 3 convictions.
Remember, DJ Marks is minutes away. All will be well. But it's about that time. It's all over. Shouts outs to my moms, my dad, my sister, my brothers, my nephews, nieces, cousins, aunts, uncles. Shouts out to me, abuelita. I love her and miss her so much. Shouts out to my moms again. I love her so much. Shouts out to Mr. P forever. Shouts out to Double B forever. Till next time, my name is Farco. And I am now saying the toilet is now flush.